Bloody Mary
Podcast. Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. Tonight we got our Bloody Marys and we are reviewing The Strangers, Chapter 3, fresh out of the theater.
We came straight from the theater to here.
Yes, we did.
And we are going to be spoiler-free, then we'll get into spoilers, and we'll let you guys know when we do that. Yeah, fresh from the theater, and let it be known that we were the only people in the theater.
Shocking.
Granted, we saw it Super Bowl weekend in the afternoon. And there's Olympics going on. So, like, if that wouldn't happen, I bet there would have been, like, at least two more people in the theater. But legit, we were the only people in the theater, which is kind of fun sometimes, you know?
Which was great, because then I could not just use my hands for frustration.
Yeah. It would be sad if it was, like, a movie that we were really looking forward to.
Yes. Yeah. It would have been. But we passed all the other movies up to see this movie.
I know. So, we're like, Sam Raimi's new one. And Sam Raimi's like my favorite director. And we just went to this. Before we get into it, go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com if you want to help and support what we do. There's merchandise, also an Amazon wish list.
Yep. We got some cool shit on there. Some big stuff, some small stuff. You can get merch, which is, we got t-shirts, hats, and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you don't want to spend money, just like, comment, subscribe, comment, share. All that stuff really helps. If you want to find us on socials, JJH Productions on Instagram for me, Jesse James Hennessy on Facebook.
Little HB for me on Instagram, and Tammy Hennessy on Facebook.
Yeah, and Bloody Mary Podcast on all socials as well. So yeah, any support's cool. I'm glad you're watching, glad you're listening. So yes, we will get into spoiler-free stuff first. But before we get into something, I just want to say that on a positive note, this is part three of a trilogy, and it's been said by the actress that part one, it's like one film, and part one is act one, chapter two is act two, and chapter three is act three.
Duh, but also...
Yeah, I just think that no matter what you're doing as a director, I think it's ballsy, and I think it's risky to shoot three films back to back, not knowing what the audience is going to think. I think that does take a lot of balls, and I think that is a risk. I do have to give him props for doing that and for, like, everybody on board believing in what they were doing. Like, this, it wasn't just, like, a person doing it. This were scripts going through studio. These are names, these are all that stuff. So I know you don't set out to make bad movies. It's not your intention. And so I do give him props for doing that, because who else did that in recent years? T. West did it successfully. He shot X and then Pearl back to back, not really knowing how X was going to turn out.
Right.
And that was like a surprise hit of the year. So, whew.
Yeah.
So it's got to kind of suck for Renny Harlin for this to not be well received across the board, from what I gather.
Wow.
But I do want to give him props for everybody involved, just the balls and the risk taking involved in making.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to make one film, let alone three back to back. You know, three back to back or one giant film, and that's a lot of work.
Mm.
So,
that being said, Strangers Chapter 3. What did you think in general? You think it was really cool? You think it was okay? You think it sucks? Like a lot of dicks.
Ah, it sucks so many dicks. So many sweaty, donkey, gross dicks. I fucking hate these movies. I hate these movies so much. I thought it was boring, actually. I thought it was lackluster. I thought she once again made stupid choices. And for having gone through all of that she did and how she ended it was just very, it was boring. I was bored. I was bored.
I know you were vocal in the theater about how bored you were.
And I could be vocal because we were the only people in there. What did you think, darling? How did you like this movie?
I thought it was... It wasn't okay, but it didn't suck as many dicks as you say.
Right.
I think it sucked one dick.
Just
and
one?
It jerked off a couple.
Okay, all right.
Like, it's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. It didn't suck so many dicks.
That's true.
They ended the trilogy.
That's what they did. It's over now.
The main problem I have with these movies is that they should have been condensed into an hour and a half film, because there are some fun ideas in here. There are some cool tropes that they do along the way. There are some things that they change, but by spreading the goddamn thing out, spreads out your frustration.
It does. Yes. If they made this, say, a 2-hour movie with everything they've shot in chapters,
yeah,
or act one, act two, act three, whatever fucking,
yeah,
that they did, it would probably be a better movie.
Yes. Instead, they're going to go the opposite direction, and they have. They're editing together a fucking supercut, confirmed. That's going to be 4 hours, and it's going to be even more blood and gore, and that's the way you're supposed to see it.
That's the way we're supposed to see it. There's no...
Yeah, I don't get the marketing, the decisions to do, how they released it. It was so weird.
There is no world where I go to that 4-hour thing, fuck, and go, oh my God, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's zero possibility. Like, are you telling me you cut out all of the good shit? And that's what they're trying to promote. Like, oh, no. You're telling me you cut out all the good shit to give us this bullshit? I highly doubt that. You probably gave me more of her doing stupid motherfucking choices or staring at each other in silence.
Well, maybe they're purposefully doing the Snyder Cut thing. They're doing the Harlan Cut.
The Snyder Cut was still not the best either. So what the fuck?
Oh, God. If you don't know the premise or the plot of this, the first strangers, they're attacked by strangers. And the second one is the chase sequence. And then this third one is the final act. I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and... they do things in this that we don't need. It's like backstory and reasons and I'm trying not to spoil anything. Positives. Okay, there are positives for this. I do think that the direction was good. There were some scenes where I was like, this is shot really well. There's like stuff was lit really cool. There's a scene where they're driving in the car and it's moving around and the fog is going. That was really awesome. The cinematography was cool. A lot of the wide angle, fish-eyed lens stuff is good.
Sure. I'm not a filmmaker, so that's a great perspective for you to have.
Yeah. There's a kill setup that I thought was well executed. The one where it's in the hotel room and she's brought along for it.
Okay.
I thought that was one of my favorite scenes of probably the entire 3-part thing we got.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. I concede with that. Yeah, yeah.
That being said, that's like saying it's, you know, it's the best turd in the turd bucket.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's the one I would choose to eat out of that turd bucket.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I do think it's not that harsh. That scene's cool.
Yeah.
I will say that scene was cool.
She cries silently well, I guess. I mean, that's my only
positive.
The
actress is really great at crying. Like,
silently crying.
Yeah, she can bust out tears. Like, yeah, so.
So good job. good job with the crying.
Okay. Well, did anything work for you in this?
No. None of it worked. None of it fucking worked.
What didn't work?
All of it.
All of it?
All of it. She makes, there's, once again, another... Like, she could have escaped. She could have escaped again. She could have drove off into the sunset and not got herself even more injured or more... She could have done that, but no.
Okay, this is a spoiler, but let's talk about her driving skills. This is the most ridiculous... One of the most ridiculous things about this whole 3-part thing.
She has gotten into four cars?
Yeah, at least three or four vehicles.
And she has wrecked
all of them.
All of them.
She can't drive. In this
one. And not even far down the road.
No. She'll get in a car. Like, this one was so dumb. She got in a car. She's ready to go. She's driving, and she looks down and looks up, and another car is coming, and she crashes into the tree. And I could have swore that's happened, like, twice.
Yeah. No. She wasn't even attempting to, like, glance at the road either. Yeah. She was just straight looking at the passenger seat, rifling through papers, not paying any goddamn attention to the road.
After one, two, and, like, half of three have happened, like, how are you not just locked in on, let's get the fuck out of
I'll
here?
I'll look in what's in the car later.
She's just digging through
after
paperwork.
After I get out of this town, and after it, I get into three towns later and call the FBI or something.
But also, there was never, like, established, like, what is she looking for?
No!
Like, she was just rifling through shit.
There was no, like, oh my god, there might be a clue into nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
She was just stupid.
Yeah.
She's fucking stupid. And the people that came to look for her, stupid. Everyone is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's like in your horror franchises, like Strangers, Friday 13th, Evil Dead, the Leprechauns, Hellraiser, all of them, this has to be the most inept final girl.
Oh my god,
that we've got. And not just her, like you said, everybody involved in this, like there's people in this one that come to the town looking for her, and they are the most ill-prepared, idiotic.
My god.
And even one is supposed to be, he's either a private detective or a bounty hunter, and it makes you think that, okay, it doesn't make...
Like, why did you come? To die? Clearly, because you're all fucking morons.
Oh.
Can we say spoilers now?
No, not yet. Oh, we have stuff to do here.
Sorry.
She just wants to get this over with so bad.
So sorry.
Okay, no. Where does this film, part three, rank in the Rennie Harlan trilogy for you? You have to rank these.
I have to rank these?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to rank this at number one.
This is your best?
I'll tell you why.
I'm all ears.
Because I was bored. And I didn't get so angry. I didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
I didn't have to walk out of the theater for a minute.
You couldn't turn it off.
We were in the theater. But you know what I mean? Like, the first one we watched at home, I had to turn it off. I threw shit. I had to walk away. I had to go outside. Yeah. I was that mad. So we'll say two is the middle, and one is my worst because I.
Yeah.
One was. Oh, one tested my patience.
Yeah.
And it won because I had to walk away.
I completely agree with you. I think the. The bar is not high, but, you know, the best one is the third, and then the second is the second, and the worst is the first.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the ratings we gave them, but I imagine, like, part one, I gave a two, maybe part two, I gave a two or a three, which leads us into, so you have to rate this out of 10 Bloody Marys. How many Bloody Marys do you give The Strangers Chapter 3?
One and a half.
Look at you. Look at you giving it a little extra.
I added a little half.
I
was going to do a two, and then I was like, no, this doesn't deserve a two. Doesn't deserve a double. No. It doesn't. It fucking doesn't.
For me, generosity, but it's still not a good score. It gets a three out of 10. It's not, that's not a good score.
No,
but it's not the worst thing I've seen. Like, there are worse things. Like, Howling Part 7 is a one.
Oh,
is a zero.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do. Like, I do know what you mean.
Like, this is still watchable.
Sure.
So there's others it's a three. It's a three.
Okay.
This movie is, this trilogy does not need to exist.
It does not need to exist.
And I don't see how making a supercut of this is going to make it better. If anything, you need to take this and you need to edit it down to 1 minute and 40. One minute and 40 seconds. Perfect.
Perfect timing for this
Perfect
movie.
Perfect runtime. An hour and 40 minutes for the whole thing.
And all you have to do is kill her and be fucking done with it.
I don't know why they think extending this is the idea.
And they're it's...
Shorten the goddamn thing.
It's even better. What did we see that there was the thing that was like, it's Terrifier level.
Oh, there are people what? Saying that it was. No, there's so many cutaway kills in this. Like, the majority of them are just cutaways.
We saw someone go through a wood chipper, and I didn't even see that much blood and guts coming out the other side.
No.
Like, come on.
No, like, the majority of all your axe kills are just, like, you see someone on the ground, then you see the axe go down. And
that's
then,
it.
Yeah.
There's no... So you're telling me you put these movies out in the theater and you cut out all the gore
all
the good stuff and everything.
The only way this is better is if they actually shot that and we see, like, heads getting smashed by axes, body parts getting cut up. If we do get that level of gore, if... for some reason they didn't put it in these movies, then okay, I can see that. But then why didn't you put it in these fucking movies?
But also, I don't want to sit through 4 fucking hours to see someone get his head smashed in, actually. Mm-mm. Or actually see body thrown in through a wood chipper, because the rest of it is not fucking important. Because guess what? The best thing about the original Strangers is that you don't know why they're fucking doing it. Because they're strangers.
You don't know who they're doing
it and why they're doing it. The point of Strangers.
That's what made it scary.
That's what made it scary. Yeah. Also, in the beginning, they give us what a serial killer is. What is the definition of a serial killer?
That was the dumbest shit. In the beginning of this movie, they put serial killer, and then they put the definition of it. Like, who the fuck doesn't know what a serial killer is?
Or, right. Like, who doesn't know what a serial killer is these days?
Why did that need to preface what we watched?
I would like them to check out what the definition of a fucking stranger is. Someone you don't know. Someone you don't know the backstory. You don't know why they fucking kill people. You don't know why she kills people. You don't know why he kills people. You know why all three of them kill people together? Because it doesn't fucking matter because they're strangers. God damn it.
I like that this is a horror movie made for the horror audience, and they had to put the definition of serial killer. Imagine that, with the Halloween movie, serial killer, and then the definition. It's like straight from the fucking dictionary. Like, what? Why is that here? Oh, okay.
Why?
So... spoilers?
Okay, we're going to get into spoilers, people. I would suggest not even having to go watch. You could just listen to us talk about it,
you
and
don't
you'll
need
never
to go see
have
this.
To go watch these movies ever.
God, I mean, what is there to spoil? Go ahead and spoil something. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, first of all, the one guy that I don't like that was in Rob Zombie's Halloween, that dude.
Richard Brake?
Yes, I don't like him.
I like him now. I think
he's a good actor. He turned out to be the dad of the dude serial killer. Shocking. Yeah. Oh my God. And no wonder the murders in this town are going on. No, because the sheriff fucking knows, guys. God.
This was the one time where I really wanted him to not be a bad guy.
Me too.
Like, you know, I wanted him
to be the fake out, the red herring.
Yeah, I wanted him to help her at the end. But no, it's like he's the dad of the main killer, and he's been. We got a lot of flashbacks.
We got a fucking flashbacks and backstories
of, like,
that
no one
cares.
Them as kids. We got that in part two. And it was like the trial of his son, and then he got custody of his son, and then the whole rule came, okay, kid, he told his son, it was like, and the girl, his friend, you guys can kill, you just can't kill locals.
Yeah, just don't kill people in the town.
And then they're like, okay, daddy, and then he's like, all right, you know, then this is...
There we go, that was the deal. And then they killed...
Go ahead.
They went and killed people in the town.
Killed people in town, and yeah, they fucked up. I do have to say, though, that the one good thing, the positive, is when the flashback scenes, when they de-aged him.
Oh, they did a great job.
It looked really good. It looked better than, like, some Star Wars de-aging shit. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. Granted, he didn't have, like, a lot of moving around and stuff, but he had the couple scenes where they de-aged that character. It was, I was like looking, I was like, mm-hmm. I could not tell. It was almost flawless.
Yeah.
De-aging.
They did do
so
a great de-aging.
So all of their budget went to de-aging that character. but he like legit looked better than how they de-aged fucking Luke Skywalker and The Mandalorian. He looked like 100 times better. Anyways.
Well, so then she, you know, he picks her up off the side of the road, and then she manages to trick him out of the car, and then she drives his car into a tree.
Oh, our final girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she can't drive, apparently. This is the third car that she has gotten in to drive away to safety, and she has wrecked every single time. Yeah. Every single time.
It's you think that you could do that once in your thing, but find another vehicle for her to, like, not like an actual vehicle, but find another mechanism for her to not get away.
Yes.
Like, you can do a car one, you can do the car at the beginning, and then I can see the ambulance one, but you sure. cannot do it again. I mean, come the fuck on.
They did it again because she's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And then she's like, then she gets captured again. Oh boy.
So the whole thing with this one is she gets captured and they want to make her the third because she killed the third in the second one. So they're trying to Stockholm syndrome her and take her with on killings. And, you know, they go to they go to a hotel room and they're like, you have to kill somebody instead of killing a victim. She kills the other lady and the other dude's cool with it. He's kind of fallen in love with her. And even then,
she like kills her real quick, which was great. Bashes her head in. Cool.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, like, he's right there. Why are we not fighting him?
Yeah.
Why are you have a machete?
Why?
Pull it out of her. Fight. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And she just sits there.
And then
she just sits there and he stands her up and he's like, okay, now you got to kill this one. They kill the girl together. And
which was sensual. I mean, that was cool.
Yeah, and then she's
I like that whole, I like that hotel sequence. Yeah.
And then she's, then.
And then she gets drug along in the car and she's tied up and then she watches her sister die in front of her without even trying to, she could have moved over to the truck. Hit the gas.
Right. She could have done anything.
She could have saved her sister.
She sat there and stared. She did a lot. She does a lot of sitting and staring and silently crying.
Yeah. I get it. She's so shocked and fucked up from the night that all she can do is just sit there. I get it. But also I don't.
Sure, I don't. I don't because they try to make it how she's going to be vindicated. She's going to kill them all. And she did. She does. She kills every single one of them. But like,
it's boring.
It's boring. It is after the hotel one.
Yeah.
It is so boring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, we're just.
Yeah, because she gets to a point where she's like, okay, I've had enough. Instead of leaving the town, I'm gonna turn around and kill them.
Oh yeah, she gets in the car and then she can drive away.
Yeah.
Once again, and then she's like, no, I think I'll go back and try to kill him.
Which I get it, and she does. She kills the rest of them.
Oh,
but it's not cool. They're like, there's a momentum you can build to that, like, and it should have started in that hotel room when she stabbed that other one and then had just a rough battle with the other guy. The sister gets, I don't know. It was just so many, like, bad choices were made.
She's the worst final girl.
Yeah.
I fucking hate her. I know she killed them all, but it kind of pure luck, I think, some of it. Pure, like, I just, not luck, but, like, I just can't. I cannot stand her. I cannot.
Yeah.
And then when she kills him, she just jabs a knife into him quietly.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I really didn't like. How it all leads up to her killing the main hooded guy. And she stabs him. She's like luring him in to, like, you know, get sexy, and they're smelling each other.
Yeah,
and
they did a lot of smelling each other.
He was smelling her a lot. And then she, obviously, super predictable. She stabs him, right?
And he kind of knew it was coming anyway.
And then he's on the ground. And then she goes and grabs the axe, which is really cool. And she's dragging it and dragging it. And this is your moment where you can have her go batshit. And you could have had her done a Joyce from Stranger Things where it's like, conk, conk, get in the head.
She
has one really lame, weak whack.
The weakest fucking
axe hit ever.
After he murdered your sister, after he made you kill someone, after he killed your fiance, after all, he stuck a wild boar after you for fuck's sake.
Put you through hell. Literal hell.
And you did the lamest shit ever. It was the most boring, final fucking fight I've ever seen. It was stupid. It was a waste of my fucking time, and I hated it. And I really wanted her to die, and yet she's still goddamn alive.
This is awesome. I mean, the way she like hit him with the axe was like how she Karen curb stomped in Halloween Kills.
Yeah, I know.
It was like so. It's such a weak, and there's such a, and then it shows the axe in his chest, and it actually shows that not. It's like an inch in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like resting on the top. She should have like went like crazy.
I'm sorry. If you killed my sister and my brother-in-law and my fiance and all of these things, and you captured me 50 million times, I'm going to fucking chop your head off. I'm going to chop all your limbs off. And I'm going to drag you to that wood chipper. I'm going to fucking put you in it.
Yeah.
Why are you showing me a wood chipper if she's not even going to use it?
I know.
They showed it once.
So there's that ending scene where she after she kills him, then she crawls out and it's daylight, and it shows that she's carrying his hooded mask. That should have been his head.
It should have.
That should have been his head.
It should have. And she should have walked in the town and put it on the diner table and been like, ooh, fucking done.
Yeah.
Fucking done.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
Yeah.
She probably got into the truck and drove it into a fucking tree. And killed herself because she can't drive.
Oh, God. I'm going to have fun editing this audio.
I'm so sorry.
Well, there's really not much else to talk about with this. It's just we don't like it. We don't like this series. Do you want more Stranger films if they're made by somebody else? A couple years ago, David Gordon Green did The Exorcist, and that was terrible. It was our worst film of the year that year. But now, I always forget space the guy's name, the director. He's really great, from Netflix. Haunting of
Hill House.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He does all that stuff. Anyways, a really good director is getting The Exorcist, and they got Scarlett Johansson and Lawrence Fishburne. And I'm like, okay, this director is good. He's done horror that I've liked. We've both enjoyed.
Yeah.
He did Dr. Sleep, I think.
Yeah.
And he does
He's
a lot.
Great.
Of, yeah. So, like, if someone like that were to like come in and say, like, say Rob Zombie's like, I'm doing The Strangers. Like, are you interested then?
I'm gonna need at least 5 years because I don't want to see it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to see it again. I don't care.
Yeah.
You've ruined it for her. Redemption.
You've ruined it for her. She needs 5 years to get more.
You
don't want to see more.
I don't want to see more. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you went this direction with these movies. I didn't need a definition of a serial killer, but you need to read the definition of strangers. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't want to see more anyways. This was never my favorite franchise. I've seen them all. I think my favorite was, I'd have to watch them again, but the second one was pretty cool. The second Strangers, but the first one, you know, is good too. But yeah, these aren't good. These probably would have fared better as like a special Halloween drop 1, 2, 3 on Hulu, where you just watch it at home.
Yeah.
Instead of this kind of thing. I don't
want to see the 4-hour one. You're gonna
I'm
make
like,
me...
maybe we should go see it for the podcast because I think it could be entertaining to catch the reactions after.
Huh.
Because if they're saying it's so much better, we are the ones to determine if it is or not.
I cannot fathom.
I think we have to watch
to
report back to the people. Audience, this is up to you. Should we...
If the four-hour
supercut comes to theaters, do we go see it for you guys?
No.
Comment below, comment wherever... And we will take the majority vote, and that will determine if we go to the theater and see it or not.
Please say no. Please say no.
I'm going to abstain from yes or no, and we'll leave it up to you.
Well,
you're trying to sway them.
That's true. I will sway. No. Please say no. Well, because when she do an interview and she's like, you really get to have
the main actress
more character development, and you really get to sit with these characters. No, bitch, I don't want to sit with you for 4 fucking hours. I think you're the stupidest person alive. And you want me to sit with you more? No. So I can watch you make more stupid fucking mistakes? No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'll throw some positivity in here. To be fair, I like that actress.
I like her.
To be fair. I love that director. I enjoy that director. He did a Nightmare on Elm Street that we both really like. He did Long Kiss Goodnight. He did Die Hard 2. Rennie Harlan's great. I enjoy that guy. So I like the people involved.
Yeah.
It's hard to make a movie, and they can't all be winners.
That's so true.
Like, I've made my share of short films, and there's some I look at, and I'm like, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
Thought it was a good idea. No, that didn't translate.
Yeah.
But the new stuff that I'm doing
is really fucking rad.
We got a short film. If you didn't watch the last podcast, we haven't been podcasting in a while because we were a lot of pre-production. I shot a short film called Murder by Midnight.
It was pretty rad.
Freaking cool. Mm-hmm. So many amazing people involved. And hopefully you guys get to see it around the Halloween season. It'll be making its festival run around then too.
Yep.
There's another bigger project on the horizon. That's really cool. We can't talk about that yet, but when it happens, you'll know. Where was I getting at? I was like, yes, it's hard to make movies and they cannot all be winners. And unfortunately for Rennie Harlan and Co., The Strangers
is chapter 1, 2, 3
is not, according to us. But I applaud the effort.
Yeah.
A for effort, guys.
A for effort, guys. Good job. Way to go. Yeah. I mean, people got paid, so.
Yeah.
And, have worse jobs.
And one thing, we talked about this before we went to see the movie. Like, I was just surprised that this is in the movie theater and how it's easier for horror films to get into the movie theater.
Yeah.
And for people to go see them, like, and even like more independent ones get like a small weekend, like AMC run. And it's primarily just horror and some other genres, but like you don't see that a lot with dramas or like lower budget action. Mm-hmm. So people are going and seeing horror movies. I think that was proven like the top like three or four things people go see are the superhero movies, big name films, and horror movies.
Yeah.
So I'm, even though we don't like this movie, I'm glad it's in the theater.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, horror, keeping theater alive. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah. We're keeping this franchise alive by buying tickets. You and me. We're the only ones in the theater.
I'm supporting the local theater. I don't know what you're talking about.
Awesome.
And torturing myself for the podcast.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
But we got here. All right. Guys, have you seen The Strangers Chapter 3? What did you think? Do you agree? Disagree? Do you like the Rennie Harlan trilogy? What's your favorite Strangers film?
Are you excited to see the four-hour cut of it?
Do you want us to see the four-hour cut of it for you?
We don't. You don't. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, you do. All right.
God damn it. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
Drink in moderation.
See you later.
Bye-bye.